never seen no psychiatrist, I've never seen no shrink. These lonely thoughts, they're all that I think. And it feels so lonely when I stand by that sink. Gin and tap water is a lonely man's drink.
Tuesday, Tuesday, episode 647. Tyler had family stuff, and Emily is sick with the flu that our kids gave her. So it's just me. Feel free to just tap out now, because I don't think you want to hear this, but you're welcome to if you like. Here's the plan. I'm gonna play this game called Brew that I've never played before. I'm going to try and narrate it to you, and I'm going to do a bad job probably. But of course, I have a beer first. And I have to... It's running install scripts. Oh boy, I should have done this before, huh? Maybe I'm not playing Brew, which isn't even a beer game. I just bought it because it was called Brew, and I thought maybe it was a beer game, but it looks like it's like a fantasy potions type of a deal. Whatever. Let's drink beer. Oh man. I just got this out of the garage where the advent calendar is, and cracked it, and the like water level of the beer is such that it's like bubbling up at the top, like it's threatening to overflow a little bit, and not in like a foamed up type of a way. I think maybe the liquid has started to expand from the cold. Maybe we shouldn't keep those beers in the garage, whatever. Not enough space in here. Should I have just decided to do this later when I might actually be able to play the game I said I was going to play? Probably. But, maybe I'll just fucking chug this and we can all get on with our lives. This is from Rookery Brewing. Mango axolotl. Saison with mangoes. Our children have gotten very into axolotls. At least they were for the brief period that we were in Vancouver at the aquarium, and they saw an axolotl and they wanted a bunch of axolotl crap. So now we have a bunch of axolotl crap, even though I don't know how much they actually care about axolotl crap. 5-something ABV. Man, Emily warned me this is going to be super boozy. You know, when I get you these advent calendar beers, you know, the show beers are usually boozy, and especially the last week's pretty boozy. 5.6, what was she talking about? Whatever. The game is loaded, and now it's there's audio in my ears. Oh, that's very distracting. How can I turn you off, friend? Settings. I don't even know what VSync is. Why? Oh, here we go. Okay, master volume all the way. Oh my god. This is the worst podcast ever. This game doesn't work. I'm clicking the go quieter button and it's not going quieter. Oh my god. Arrow keys, thank you. The cursor is like offset diagonally by like a quarter inch from where you're actually clicking. So it's pretty tough to tell where you're clicking in the UI. If it's like that in the game, then the game will be impossible to play. Which I think will add an interesting dynamic to playing it if it can't be done. It smells like mango and sour. This can't really smell sour. Can I? I guess milk can, but really, I'm smelling wild yeast, which I have such a strong sour association with that I'm just assuming it's sour. Ugh. Ugh. Oh, I don't care for that. Which is a shame, because I'd like to get out of here as quickly as possible, but I have to finish my beer first. I've had one sip and don't really have any interest in going back for more. Choose a save. Well, I don't know why there's a save on here already. Difficulty alchemy exam. Okay, but is the cursor gonna work when I actually play though? Maybe if I alt tab around a little bit, it'll figure itself out. It's all over the place. It's jumping. I think I frightened it. Is that good? Is it good to frighten it? I don't know. Okay, well now you're telling me the plot, and I already don't care about this. Holy shit. The UI's... it's just printing words out, and I don't want to read them, because I want to talk, but I have to click the next button, and the cursor just is not... It's not even unpredictably not lined up. It's just not lined up. Oh, spacebar works. Cool. Spacebar. Thank you. The craft of brewing and using potions is a complex one. Not everyone is capable of potion brewing. You alright? It's an alchemy academy, so it's like a Harry Potter thing, but just the potions, I guess. Okay. Oh, am I a cat? That's interesting. To enroll, students must either pay a large entry fee or pass a demanding entrance exam. I have a feeling... The tutorial is the demanding entrance exam. Oh, I've been granted a special third entry method. Oh my god, this is so long. Okay. Oh, or am I a rabbit? And then, oh, the cat is mean to me. The cat is mean to me. The cat is named Cinna. And I think that is supposed to be an anthropomorphic rabbit, but I'm not actually sure. Can the game start, please? I think I just got an achievement for almost playing the game. Oh, God. Oh, God, it's an FP. It's first, no, it's third. It's over the shoulder, third person. WASDs, okay. And jumps. Is this a platformer? This is not what I was... thinking was gonna happen here. Press shift dash. Okay. Dash. Oh boy. I'm not really a PC gamer to begin with. I'm much more comfortable with the control than mouse and keyboard. This looks like potion ingredients. Can I have those? No. Okay. So I think I'm in a room with a devil crab. Oh, I just... Do I just have to run from the devil crab? Okay, that is a force field. Don't know how to get through the force field. My dash won't work. Is there... E is seemingly a fight type operation, but I don't know how it works. I'm pressing it. I'm at 45 out of 50 HP. 40 HP. Okay, I'm going to try punching this guy. No, that's not working. Hey, this game is dog shit. Oh, I think I paused it. Caps lock pauses it. Okay. Oh, no. That was just coincidence. I found an ingredient. Okay. Hold tab to open the crafting menu. Oh, my God. Then I drink potions, and that gives me... It changes my melee attack. Oh, my God. This game fucking sucks. Tap. Oh, should I brew a fire potion? Oh, I can't. I can't brew a fire potion. I can't brew any potions. I don't have enough ingredients, seemingly. But it at least is paused while I'm in here, so I will not be killified. Uh, It's unbelievable how bad this UI is. I can't. There's two potion options. One is fire potion, and the other, I can sometimes make. Oh, there we go. Air potion. Nope, I can't make that either. Okay. I think I gotta run away from this psycho crab some more. I'm down to 20 HP. I gotta pick up more of these potions. I'm like walking over them. Fucking pick them up, dipshit. What the fuck is going on here? Oh, I can click on him to shoot. I should have done that before. I don't think it told me to do that, but I have been clicking through some stuff pretty rapidly. I got him. I got him, you guys. Don't worry. I killed one bad guy. And there's a chest. F to loot chest. Got some potions. Now I'm back to running. Now how do I jump again? Space bar. Boing. Okay. Oh, more bad guys. I'm clicking. I'm rapidly clicking. Clicking on you, sir. God damn. Hey, you're in the air. I'll click on you as well. Wow. What deep, robust gameplay. What do you think? Should I give up on this? Or play until I get the achievement for beating the tutorial? I found some corks. Why does that matter? I don't know. And I, part of the issue is that I don't care. But also part of the issue is how bad this game is. Get more bad guys. Click on them. Click on them with haste. I've healed up a few times and I'm not really sure how. Maybe getting a kill heals me. Or maybe I've been picking up healing items and not none of their healing items. Just as I was saying that, I got healed up to full health. And maybe I leveled up because now my max health is a little higher than it was a second ago. Oh boy, should I blow up these barrels? Is there any shit in here? Fuck you, barrel-ass bastards. That seems to be an item. They really want me to brew a potion, but they've done a bad job incentivizing me to brew potions, because it seems like I can just click on shit. Iron my first medallion. Cool. That's like the currency, I guess. Okay. The rest of the beer is in the glass. How long have I been going? 13 minutes? Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I gotta get this over with. Okay, I got two doors. One looks like it's... One's labeled with, like, a test tube, and one's labeled with... Is that supposed to be a castle? Or is that just, like, a treasure chest with shapes? It looks kind of like Squid Game. I'm going the Squid Game door. Oh, it has a label. Chest room. I can go in chest room or elixir room. Well, it's a brewing game, so I should go in elixir room. Okay. This looks like a vending machine. Now, I didn't pay any money, as far as I'm aware. Recover 10% health when opening a chest. Last 8 rooms. Okay, cool. Is this like a shitty roguelike? Is that what's going on here? Put ingredient in cauldron. Oh my god. Select an ingredient to take back to the academy grounds to gift to a classmate. What the fuck is this? This is so stupid. You know what? We're gonna wrap it up. Should we leave a review for this game? That doesn't seem entirely fair. I didn't quite give it its due, but I did hate it. 1 out of 24 achievements, though. I guess I'm pretty cool. So that's interesting. 64.4% of players have earned this achievement, and it's like for starting the tutorial. That means that roughly a third of players got so bored by the game being introduced to them that they gave up. So I guess I lasted longer than some people did. Okay. Well, that's that. I'm going to rate the beer. I'm only like 2/3 of the way through the beer, but I'll finish it, I promise. This is Mango Axolotl. One more sip. I don't like saisons. I don't like the yeasty sour taste that they have, but this has it, but it's supposed to. And the mango is kind of hidden in large part by the sourness. I guess it's there in the nose, at least. So, I don't know. Mary should drink it, but I'm going to give it a 2. I don't understand why these are popular. This is usually the part where I would do, like, with the fucking blue sky and shit, but no one should listen to this episode, and no one should interact with it on social media. So I'm just gonna say, don't let the bastards keep you down. Bye.
Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine.